Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, November 14th, 2023. I'm Rob Dunwood. Back in September, the EU selected 22 services from six of the world's biggest tech companies to receive gatekeeper status under the Digital Markets Act. Companies have until November 16th to challenge these rulings, but Microsoft and Google parent company Alphabet have released statements that they will not do so. A Google spokesperson said that it will not appeal the decision as Google has adopted a stance of working with the EU regulators in recent years. A Microsoft spokesperson said, "We accept our designation as gatekeeper under the Digital Markets Act and will continue to work with the European Commission to meet the obligations imposed on Windows and LinkedIn under the DMA. Of the four other companies affected, Amazon, Meta, and TikTok parent company ByteDance have not commented. Apple, however, is likely to challenge its designation. Testimony during Google's antitrust trial reveals just how much Google makes by putting ads in Safari and how much the search giant pays Apple for the right to do so. University of Chicago professor Kevin Murphy testified that Google gives Apple a 36% cut of all search revenue that comes from Safari, and that in 2021, Google spent $26.3 billion to be the default search engine in Safari and other browsers like Firefox, $18 billion of which went to Apple alone. WhatsApp in the coming weeks is rolling out a new chat feature designed to be a less disruptive way to conduct voice calls in large groups. WhatsApp already has the ability to facilitate large group calls of up to 32 participants. The new way, however, will allow up to 128 participants and won't ring each participant automatically when a voice chat starts. Participants will instead receive a push notification with an in-chat bubble they can tap to join. Google has filed a lawsuit against scammers believed to be based in Vietnam who encourage users to download an unpublished version of Bard that actually turns out to be malware. The lawsuit filed Tuesday in California alleges three individuals whose identities are unknown claim to provide, among other things, the latest version of Google Bard for download. The defendants are not affiliated with Google, though they pretend to be. They have used Google trademarks, including Google, Google AI, and Bard, to lure unsuspecting victims into downloading malware onto their computers. Meta's new Instagram-like Threads social media platform now allows you to delete your account separately from Instagram. You'll be able to access the new feature from the settings menu in a new delete or deactivate profile section, according to a post from Instagram boss Adam Mosseri. I don't have the feature yet myself, but I suspect Meta will make it available to everyone soon enough. In a bid to expand beyond its existing ride-sharing and courier business, Uber is experimenting with a new service called Uber Tasks that allows users to hire drivers from its app to complete everyday household chores and projects. Uber Tasks users will be able to advertise chores like furniture assembly, snow removal, at-home laundry, packing and unpacking, holiday decorating, yard cleanup, garden maintenance, and lawn mowing during the initial pilot. Uber couriers and drivers can then browse the unclaimed tasks with estimated earnings displayed before reserving. A small pilot will launch in the coming weeks, starting in Fort Myers, Florida, and Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. And finally, PayPal-owned Venmo will get a new way to split expenses among groups. Starting Tuesday, Venmo will allow users to track and manage multiple expenses like roommates' household expenses, club and sports team fees, and other group-based expenses from within the app. The feature is meant to replace more manual methods of bookkeeping like spreadsheets or the use of other dedicated apps. Venmo will be able to automatically calculate individual expenses as a portion of the overall spend, helping users to settle their expenses in Venmo's familiar interface. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Transitioning to a decarbonized economy sounds like just one change. In fact, this shift requires several transitions across sectors, geographies, and timelines. In Talking Transitions, a new podcast brought to you by the EY organization and Foresight Climate and Energy, we look at how the transition is affecting three key areas: energy, financial services, and government. The Talking Transitions podcast is out now. Download today from wherever you get your podcasts or visit talkingtransitions.com to find out more.